Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection with Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site wide during their anniversary sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at OmahaSteaks.com today. They're America's original butcher, and only Omaha Steaks delivers a full lineup of extra-age steaks so tender, they're USDA certified tender. Their customer favorite filet mignon has even been elevated to USDA certified very tender. And that attention to quality doesn't just stop with steaks. We're talking beefy burgers, air-chilled chicken, premium pork, and so much more. And every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the anniversary sale at OmahaSteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com, code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
You ever meet someone who seems like they've been practicing for prison their whole life? That's a picture starting to emerge of Brian Koberger, not just the accused killer in the Idaho student murders, but a guy who may have always been building towards this moment, obsessed with criminal psychology, isolated from real connection, desperate to be seen, and now locked away with nothing but time, books, and the attention of a nation still trying to figure him out. In this episode, we're digging into some of the deeper psychological terrain, the failed social attempts, the comparisons to Elliot Rodger, the supreme gentleman label that floats around incel forums, and we're asking a blunt question. Was Brian Koberger an incel or just a guy who couldn't connect and took it personally? We're going to be talking to Howard Bloom, New York Times best-selling author, whose deep reporting on Koberger's background gives us rare insight into his failed attempts to fit in. The pool parties, the awkward interviews, the internships that didn't materialize, and Robin Drake, former FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, breaking down how that kind of chronic rejection, especially for someone obsessed with being exceptional, can twist into resentment or worse, into motive. We don't stop there. We ask the harder question most people avoid. You could sit face to face with Koberger right now. What would you ask him? Howard's got an answer, and he's dead serious about wanting that conversation someday. We'll hear about that. We also get real about what comes next, not in court, that's about done, but in prison. Because the haunting irony here is that Koberger might actually be comfortable behind bars. Structure, routine, books, no messy social rejection, just quiet time to imagine himself as the expert he always wanted to be. Maybe even giving interviews of his own in a decade or two. And for families still grieving, for a public still trying to connect the dots that possibly the possibility of Koberger crafting his legacy from a cell feels like salt in the wound. So the question today isn't just, was he an incel? It's what happens when someone who's been failing at life finally finds purpose in becoming a monster. Let's get into it. Elliot Roger, another big focus of this case. He, of course, was one of the incel, as the incels call them, what, the supreme gentleman, I think, is the bizarre term that they have for this character. He was obviously another individual that has been compared to Koberger quite a bit. And a lot of people have been wondering, us included, since the beginning, is Koberger an incel? And you get to the definition of incel. Is it someone that's interacting on these online forums, or just a way of thinking? Would you, from everything you've investigated and understanding of what, you know, an incel is, and not just a label, is that the ideology that was behind a lot of Koberger's motives, this hate, this resentment for women that drove his actions?
I don't think so, actually. No. I think he tried to find a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. The pool party behavior, he was looking. He just couldn't quite make it. He just didn't have the nerve to do it. I don't think he was an incel who was willing to live his life without women. He kept on trying. And again, just like being a professor, keeps on trying and failing, that hyped up his state to take action.
We've heard some reporting now from individuals who had interacted with him, specifically the WSU police chief, Gary Jenkins, that was interviewed about the hiring Koberger possibly on as an internship. But they didn't hire him due to his awkward social demeanor, in smaller terms. In hindsight, I'm curious what your thoughts on that. Does that detail align with what you've learned about Koberger's personality, his traits, his lack of rapport, and everything, did not bring him in for even this area of law enforcement?
You know, first, right, that story by the officer talking, mm-hmm. I mean, that's really stretching a news story. I think he had nothing really to add. The guy was awkward on a Zoom conversation, or his version of mm-hmm. awkward. You know, people can listen to this and say, I'm awkward. I mean, I think they're trying to make something out of nothing. It shows our desperation to get new facts. Now that the gag order has been lifted, I'm waiting for the first substantive revelation. I don't think that was one.
No. Robin?
Yeah, as we keep going through this, and I'm with you, Howard, on the incel, you know, I just didn't see a lot of his fixation on that either. I think he was just being who he was. And the same thing with the gag order. I'm not seeing it in a big outpouring that I've been shocked with so far either. But with everything that we're covering, what would your recommendations be in the sense of, what do you think we've learned from this? What do you think parents can do that can help them feel better about sending their kids off to college? Are there any lessons learned of things that anyone you think missed, or is just guess your best?
I mean, my kids are out of college, but you know, the first thing I would tell them now is lock your door at night. I lock my door at night now. I make sure all the time. I make sure the sliding doors are always locked. Other than that, you learn that life is very precious, and it's a really nasty, precarious world out there, and you really don't have control of it. You send your children off, and then you lose control, and you can just worry. I mean, that's why my heart goes out to these families, to Steve Gonsalves. I can only imagine what he's feeling, and the other families. They're victims, too. They're serving life sentences.
What if you were able to sit down and have a conversation with Koberger at this point, or at any point in the future, information that we don't know about? What are the three questions you would want to ask him, Howard?
Well, I hope that day comes.
Yeah.
If he's listening, I'd love to speak with you. I'll go to visit you wherever you are. Mm-hmm. First question is why. Why did you want to become a killer? Second question again is why? Why these children, students? And then why at this point in your life did you finally feel you had to do this?
What kind of reaction, what kind of answers do you think you would get from him if you were just to theorize?
I think there will be a time in his life where he'll be very introspective. I think he will share things. Might not be for a while. It might not be to me, but I think there'll be a time in his life where he'll want to talk, where he'll want to make sense of all this. I mean, he's a graduate student. He studied how criminals worked, how criminal minds worked. We all know those questions that he asked when he, for his master's thesis that he sent out to people in jail. I think he'll start to ask those questions of himself, and he'll work out some sort of answers. He'll have plenty of time to think.
Lots to unpack. Robin?
So as we're kind of going through the arc of his life and where it's at now, what do you think, again, just from your experience, what do you think the life behind bars and prison is going to be like for him? Is it going to be smooth, not smooth? The worst thing that everyone thinks is he's going to enjoy it. What do you think?
I think he will enjoy the fact of a sheltered situation where it's under control, where he can read and study, and he can become a forensic psychologist. He can think about his own crime and become a peer of all the people he aspired to. How the jail population will treat him, that will be up to the Idaho authorities, how much protection they will give him, how isolated they will keep him. I don't know how successfully they can do that.
So let's sit with the uncomfortable truth. Brian Koberger may have finally found peace in prison. That's not to say he's happy, but there's a version of this where life behind bars gives him exactly what he's always craved. Structure, status, and attention without the risk of rejection. No awkward pool parties, no failed internships, just long stretches of time to think, study, and reframe his crime as a kind of twisted academic achievement. His doctoral dissertation in blood. What Howard pointed out, and Robin helped sharpen, is that Koberger wasn't necessarily part of some official incel subculture. He wasn't out posting screeds on forums or identifying with that ideology outright, but the psychology, the alienation, the entitlement, the internalized rage that builds from never quite measuring up socially or romantically, that was there. When it all boiled over, it boiled ugly. And what's worse, he tried. He wanted to fit in. He just couldn't get there. And rather than walk away, he turned it inward, then projected it outward in the most violent way imaginable. The haunting part is what comes next, because if this really was about control, about constructing a myth around himself, about becoming a somebody after a life of being invisible, then what happens when we keep talking about him? When he gets book deals written about him, media attention, psych profiles, are we feeding it? Or are we just trying to make sense of a senseless act? Howard said something that stuck with me. He believes Koberger will talk someday. And when he does, it won't be some spontaneous confession. It'll be carefully curated. He'll be ready to reflect, to intellectualize, to present himself as the peer of the very people who once rejected him. Professors, criminal psychologists, investigators, journalists. And maybe that's the final power play. Not the murders, but the aftermath, the legacy. So what can we do with that? Lock our doors, yes. Teach our kids that life is precarious, sure. But maybe also stop handing microphones to people who only found their voice after killing. Because if Koberger's story is a cautionary tale, it's this. Some monsters don't start out evil. They're just getting tired of being ignored. And they make notoriety for purpose. Thanks to Howard Bloom for not flinching from the hard questions. And to Robin Drake for reminding us that the most dangerous minds aren't always the loudest. They're the ones still writing their stories in silence. Let me know your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not there already, if you're on the podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts or Spotify or iHeart, whatever it may be, press subscribe there so you don't miss any of it, and vice versa. But also please do check out our YouTube channel. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski so you can join in that conversation. We'd love to have you there. Until next time, my name is Tony Brewski. Thanks for listening.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.